Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to our first integration week for the sensual sense of insight and intuition. Just as we get going here, I want to remind you that we are coming into our final piece here in May, and then after that, I'll be starting a new round. As always, I'll send out a little survey. So for those of you who this is your first year with us, I know the way that we pick what the topic is for the next year is I send out a little survey. And you guys can vote on in, and then whatever gets the most votes, we proceed with. So off the top of my head, a couple options just to tantalize you that we'll be looking at are potentially things like the 12 houses, the astrological houses. Also and I've been dangling this one for a long time. I know there's some keeners out there that really want this one. The 8 extra meridians, so the governing conception and all of the others that go with that, the yang wei mo, the yin wei mo, the chang mo, the dai mo, etc. So as we get closer to May, know that you're going to be seeing that survey get delivered to you. Also, the May schedule is kind of topsy-turvy, so really suss that out, take a look at it. And I'm going to finish updating it on the website. I actually just finalized it on the email that you guys got late last night. And I'll be updating the website accordingly this afternoon. So know that after today, all the correct times for the May schedule will be posted. It's a little topsy-turvy in part because I'm in Calgary twice in the first 2 weeks of May and with a side trip to Moose Jaw in there for work. So, well, Moose Jaw is actually play, but Calgary stuff is more work-related. So in terms of the travel schedule, and we're also like a week ahead, kind of. We didn't really take a week off when we might have a while back. And I purposely did it that way because at the end of May, beginning of June, we're going to be offering that 5-day Transform Emotions into Energy course. So if you or anyone that you know feel drawn to participate in that, it's going to be complimentary. It's free. It's open for everybody. And of course, I'll be sharing about the next round of Buddhas and Butterflies in that. Okay. So know that that's all what we're looking forward to. And hopefully we can look forward to snow being maybe gone by May. I'm straight up wearing a sundress out of rebellion, out of strict defiance. This is my way of inviting in, calling in the spring. For those of you not in the prairies, we're getting, our fifth winter, I want to say. We're at a few inches of snow already. We've had a bit of a blizzard. Roll on in, as is our way here in the prairies. So as we get geared up for today's session, I'm just going to take one more scan through the chat feature and just make sure I haven't missed anything. Beautiful. Got it all. Thank you. Okay, and then we're going to get underway here. So I'm going to invite you all to settle in wherever you find yourselves or find a comfy place where you can be undisturbed for our time together. And as we begin by means of breathing, every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to connect to that inspiration of life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to make space, to let go, to allow, to surrender. And every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. And And if any part of that feels pleasant, or even at the very least neutral. Taking a few moments perhaps to notice that. Perhaps to even savor it. In effect, training our brains to notice what's working well. And on that note, I'm going to invite you to scan your body mind, noticing any parts or memory that arises. Wherever your attention goes is wonderful. Looking again for anything internally now that feels pleasant or at the very least neutral. And when you land on that area, taking a moment to savor it. In essence, noticing the nourishment that's here. As you receive this nourishment, breath by breath, noticing how that feels. In essence, what's the impact of receiving this nourishment? And if any part of that is pleasant, taking time to savor this as well. Knowing that you can check in on this place as much or as little as you may feel called to in our time together. And if at any point things get a little overwhelming or intense at any point, you can just head to this space, this memory, this part of you. Thank you for your presence to yourself. Thank you for your presence here on Earth. Thank you for being here in this life, dancing this dance, singing these songs. Thank you for being here with all of you. It wouldn't be the same without you. And thank you to all that's gone in to this creation of you, your families, your lineages, these ancestors, and the deepest of bows to those that have stewarded and caretaken this land that's made it all possible for us, our families. The deepest of thank yous for this nourishment. Om Shanti. And now the invitation is to notice anything else that might be alive within your system. And just noticing what's calling for attention. And if anything that you haven't already mentioned stands out and you're live on the call, feel free to type that on into the chat feature. And as we start off today, we're running a cellular repair on the pituitary endocrine gland. And talk about diving right into the heart of the matter. As we restore these cells back to their fullest potential of health, we're doing so on emotional frequencies of, you guessed it, fear, anger, and grief, all the territory that we've covered. And then running hydration to, as it classically works with taking in water, joy, releasing any impurities that don't need to be here. Also, working with the water as a bit of a resource to support emotional balance, emotional flow, emotional processing. And as we do so, simultaneously in parallel, reducing the judgment of emotions or emotionality being present, period. and releasing any belief systems that somehow our emotions are dangerous, or that they might overwhelm us, or might be too much for us to handle. Or any other voices that you may have been informed by that carried that messaging. As we release those belief systems, yours or others, and essentially release you from the mass consciousness that in our patriarchal culture does tend to judge emotionality as being a certain way. Letting yourself off the hook from those perceived judgments from our worlds, wherever they may be coming in from. And running the permissions, my emotions are valid here. My emotions are valid here. And a second related one, my feelings are valid here. My feelings are valid here. And linking that all into the throat chakra to bring in expression, and then bringing that into both the heart chakra and the base chakra to support that expression happening in a way that's harmonious and gives rise to groundedness, to supporting not just the basics of survival, but manifesting those with ease. Manifesting supports in the form of the necessities to live. And sometimes we think of those as just being physical. However, what if that's also emotional? What if there's also emotional pieces that are required to support this base chakra in doing all that it does for us? And as the base chakra hears that, it's releasing the fear of having needs. It's like, oh, I don't want to be a bother. Not that any of us here have ever used that voice or heard anyone in our families use that voice. So as we work with this, releasing any of that sort of deferential nature or the need to sort of play small or inferior or submissive, but the word is deferential that I'm seeing, like the loudest out of all of those words. And as we release that habit pattern, it's coming off of the kidney meridian and the governing vessel meridian and the bladder meridian, all three. And I see that coming as it comes through the governing vessel meridian, all the way up to GV21 points, and releasing the habit pattern of that from the lineages where you have taken it on. For many of us, it's likely maternal. For some of you, it might be maternal and paternal. It might be mom and dad's energy. That's linking now all into the throat again, this time to support the capacity to receive this, to take this all in. And releasing the behaviors that might be getting in the way of that, whether that's by constricting the throat or bracing the throat or perhaps even swallowing. Sometimes swallowing can actually be quite supportive of wanting to drink things in. And sometimes we can swallow excessively in a way that actually creates a bit of a blockage. So that can go ever which way. And as we work with that and unwind that from the throat, going all the way to the thoracic inlet diaphragm, I'm just unwinding a series of adhesions here. And it's all connected to this idea that your emotional expression is not welcome. That you have to shut that down or stifle that, or you were told that in order to, again, survive. And then there's this little piece in here that says, with the exception of anger and explosions, and that coming out in ways that are usually, well, not even always connected to the events at hand, but it's like there's this backlog of constipation that happens on that emotional frequency. And then the volcanic eruption to let off a little bit of steam. It's like, okay, it's got to come out somehow, some way. So I'll just erupt, even though the circumstances at hand might not even be connected to the material that's there anymore. Yes. As we work with that, you may have even had some of that for those of you in the celebrations, whether that be Easter, Ramadan, Passover, they all kind of came together at the same time this year, for the first time in I think a long time. And as that navigation begins to rewire, repattern itself in a way that's more healthy, more serving of meeting your needs, we're just simply allowing space for this thoracic inlet diaphragm to express anything that's been stifled. And if you feel called to, you can even make a little sound out loud, even if it's just a note or om or voo or ah. Or you can just listen and receive all that may not have had a chance to be expressed. And as we do this, connecting the sense of hearing to the thoracic inlet diaphragm, along with the kidney meridian and the bladder meridian, to support this expression in a way that balances, that brings in regulation to your nervous system. And as we invite in regulated energy here on the other side of that release of the backlog of expression, I see both shoulders beginning to melt back, and the right shoulder in particular. And the masculine burden of having to bite one's tongue is connected here. As we release that from both the right shoulder and the tongue, we're also unhooking. It looks like this is through your dad's line, not even connected to you, but several generations back, 6 to 8, it's variable. The patterns around feeling dumb or stupid in their expression. And in our masculine psyche, whether we're in a female form or a male form, we still carry the burdens of our male relatives. And the male psyche is taught to shut down expression before the age of 2. So if women are taught that their emotions are undesirable or unpleasant in some way, men are ruthlessly often separated from that. So as we work with the masculine psyche that's going back this far back, the idea was that this was necessary to separate out, and in order to be the soldiers they needed to be, they couldn't feel the feelings they wanted to feel. In order to provide safety, in order to protect the feminine, they couldn't actually connect to what the feminine does best. And in essence, something of a pattern of almost jealousy and this feeling of being disconnected and wanting nothing more than that connection to the maternal, to the emotions, to the fluidity of the expression of them. And yet being told, no, you can't, you must not. You need to protect, you need to preserve, you need to provide. You can't do that if you're busy feeling all of these feelings. So in essence, if we could sum this up, I like, oh, Robert Johnson's take on it, if we could put it in a two-word thing or a few words. He relates that the masculine psyche is that of cannon fodder, meaning they have to prepare themselves to die in war. So as we work with that pattern, excuse me, I'm feeling the smoke rise up from the kidney 24, the burial ground at points. And as we balance that, we're linking it through to bladder 23, which hangs out right around lumbar 4-5 vertebrae and works with the Ming Men, the pilot light of the body, which if we're not open to taking in energy from our environment, including that of emotions, this area of the body begins to shut down some. And we don't actually get the vitality that it could offer. So as we balance this, bringing in hydration for both kidney 24 and bladder 23 to support emotional balance, in particular through the masculine lineage, that their emotions, that their feelings are valid, wanted, and even lovable. Even lovable. And then I just see you offering, if it feels right for you to do so, to your male lineage, not necessarily to one person, but to the generality of it all, your love in whatever way that might feel right for you. And if that's too much, then just let that be. Let that be. As we do this, running a cellular repair through the male lineage simultaneously, and particular to the pericardium that lines the external heart. And as that happens, I actually see the entire organ of the heart just begin to shift and move around some. It's relocating. And as we invite it into its new home, excuse me, I actually see the right hip drop down just a little bit more grounded, connected. And as it does so, the base chakra begins to expand effortlessly. And if you recall, for those of you who have listened to or were here last week's session, there was that like little pizza pie, that piece of pie, pardon me, that, or pizza pie, the piece of pizza or pie that I was seeing as not being present, and that has completely sealed in, and there's this general light and expansion, bringing in lightness to the capacity to survive. Not just physically, by getting in touch with all the necessary emotions, including all the faces of fear that the base chakra is present to, whether that be fear in the form of fight, flight, freeze, fawning, or anything else. Allowing, welcoming that all to simply be here, to express and let itself be known. And then we're linking that all into house number four, which begins to consolidate our persona, our personality, and give us a way to interact with our external world. And it's almost as if, because of the lack of emotional balance there within the masculine, that there wasn't the capacity to interact with the world in a way that was as nourishing as possible. There was what some call the unnourishment barrier. And I see that as well present around the pericardium. So it wasn't as able to take in the emotional processing, the love that it needed. And as we do this, as we're working with this all, I see the nourishment barrier just beginning to open like a portal. And it almost forms much the shape of a vaginal canal as something new may be getting born here. What's ready to blossom in your life? What's ready to blossom in your life? And then I actually just literally see a whole birthing process happening. We are at that time of year to support it quite well. And as that arises, on the other side, I see this shiny new bouncing baby boy. Boy, not man, boy. Particular on that. Not forcing him to grow up before he's ready. And just raising him with the understanding of emotional connection and love that gets to be here. And as you potentially repattern this within your own masculine nature, unwinding that through the entire masculine portion of the kidney meridian, which is overall yin, but everything that's yin has yang and vice versa. And as we repattern that, linking you into the governing vessel meridian with the permission statement of this is what it means to be a healthy man. And as you cultivate healthy masculine energy internally within yourself in this way, connecting to all the healthy attributes that that provides, the capacity to take action in a way that's balanced physically and emotionally, the capacity to produce results, to make things happen in a way that is joyful and reinvigorating to the system, not depleting, but that actually cultivates vitality through action, through expenditure of energy. What if everything that you did actually created this sense of either fulfillment or accomplishment without the drain of energy? as we come from our healthy masculine, it affords that capacity to be even more present. That was a lot of words that we could sum up easily by simply saying, I wonder, how easy can it be now? How easy could this be now? And as we integrate the masculine nature back into the body, I see the feminine welcoming it with open arms, showing it how to express emotion, showing it how to feel feelings. I just see the masculine nature weeping with relief that this gets to be balanced in this way. And then I see both yin and yang, feminine and masculine, rise together like little pillars that just grow taller and taller and taller, supporting one another, not through relationship, but through relatedness, through relatedness. And it's a bit of a heady difference, and if it's not quite available right now, that difference, let that go. But if the word relatedness brings up anything different for you than relationship, then just allowing that presence to be here for you. And then through that relatedness of all things masculine, feminine, yin yang, linking it through to the pituitary, the brow chakra region, a light. And as it lands here, this sense of insight and intuition, I see this light up, and there's this like magical glow, golden glow around this image in the center that's just pure white energy. And I actually see two images. There's a pearl as well as a feather. Perhaps those have meanings for you. And as we work with this glow, this golden glow, it just begins to softly emanate through all things limbic, emotional brain. Then I see the feather just gently sweeping away the energy that's no longer needed here. And the pearl giving the capacity to hold it, the capacity to hold it in center alignment for you, as you perhaps call in that which aligns to you, that which aligns you. And then there's this melting away through the side of the neck, shoulders, and upper body alike. There's just this melting of energy. The side body, perhaps connected to the gallbladder meridian, perhaps connected to the energy of stability. Beautiful. Invitation to breathe here as we tap this part out. I'm going to chug just a bit of water here. Give me 1 second. Okay, loves. As we settle in for this next piece here. I see in my own body sort of morphing into it, the pose of the thinker. And with it, the feeling of the heaviness of the world on the upper back shoulder region. And as you work with that energy, inviting in cell repair through the family lines, in particular through mom's side, and releasing worry energy, the type of worry that's just not productive, that creates confusion versus clarity. And as we work with it, releasing those parts of, I should just worry to make myself feel like I'm, you know, thinking and doing something, then the sense of accomplishment that arises from well, worry, but in a way, it doesn't actually provide nourishment. It's just this like false sense of importance or accomplishment that doesn't actually create any sustainability in the energy inside the body. So as we run that cellular repair through mom's side, going back a fair ways, 12 generations on a spiritual frequency, a feeling simultaneously disconnected and abandoned by the eternal. Pick your word for that which is eternal. God, universe, spirit, creator, whatever it may be. And that interesting enough, it's all now linking into the left collarbone and the right base of the pelvis. And the collarbone and the pelvic bowl are kind of curled in towards the midline. We're just going to open them up and unwind the fascia. And as it does so, running the reciprocal between all things left shoulder and all things right hip. And as the body opens up, releasing any sort of twists through the midline. In the very center of that connection between left clavicle, right pelvis, is the diaphragm. And it's almost as if the diaphragm, the emotional processor, was creating that contortion. So as it unwinds all the way through, we're also unwinding at the level of the center point of the diaphragm, the front of the diaphragm. Running lymphatic circulation here. And releasing the fear that you won't be able to control your emotional processing, that it might overwhelm in some way. Along with releasing the need to hang on to the emotions that aren't supporting you. And as we do this, running a defrag for that center point of the diaphragm. Much like a computer defrag or a spring clean, taking out the clutter that just doesn't need to be here. And what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. And it's linking to this a related belief system that life is moving too fast, like there isn't enough time to transition in the way that you would like. And that's actually linking into the consciousness of transition through all the joints. As if all the joints in the body are simultaneously trying to just like slow things down. Give me some time to digest this all. And as we work with that, we're actually bringing in the energy of the sun to the solar plexus to support the fire in the digestive system to digest not just food, but life, experiences, emotions, and everything in between. And as we recalibrate the capacity to digest, to metabolize, to alchemize, to transform, to transcend through this path of the digestive system, I just hear the words, it gets to be a journey. It gets to be a journey. And it's like calling in that sense of wonder and awe into adventure, like, oh. What could be here? What might be here? This could be really fun to explore. And as we bring in wonder and awe, the right, pardon me, not the right, the center of the diaphragm, begins to open up even more, allowing for extension throughout the entire spine or antenna of consciousness. What is it we're tuning into in our world? What is it we'd like to cultivate more of? What is it we're looking to release? And allowing that to freely move through the spinal column. As we do so, relaxing that ligament in the very front of the spine, the anterior longitudinal ligament, that helps to, well, if it's contracted, to like little kind of sit-ups. And as we release it, allowing us to lay back fully. And as that releases, allowing the center, I'm gonna call them the center points, they're not really all that central. To the bladder meridian, the back of the skull and the back of the pelvis begin to lay back. and open up. And as that bladder meridian opens up, I see it releasing the things that have been pissing it off. And it's just laying down those burdens, releasing them. It doesn't have to carry this anymore. And it's just like, oh, thank God, what a relief. What a relief. It's not mine to carry. Perhaps it never was. And as I see you do that, I also see the lineages do the same. Running one more cell repair through the lineages, through both sides, through those kidney 24 points, with the permissions. What if it gets to be easier now? And as that cellular repair runs, restoring cells back to their fullest potential of health. On any of the obstacles that are making it more challenging than it needs to be, on the emotional frequencies. Running another permissions related to that. These feelings of mine, these emotions of mine, guide me. These feelings of mine guide me. These emotions of me, mine, pardon me, guide me. And with that, I see the entire central line, the very core of the body, the essence of trust, perhaps, begin to release some energy of fear that's been keeping it shut down and frozen at its very core. And as that releases through the very core, I see the base chakra move a little bit more towards the back body as the pelvis drops and releases any excess fear through the tailbone and the sacrum alike. And then I just see that have a ripple effect all the way up through the entire chakra system and then into the Taji pole, the connection between the chakra system and the meridian system. Running the permissions through the midline. I trust life's transitions. I trust life's transitions. And if any part of you feels called to welcome in the transitions that you might be finding yourself present to in life, feel free. And we're linking that all through to the brow chakra, the sense of insight and intuition alike. And as it welcomes life's transitions, I see just a little bit of a blockage release, almost like a chain of a chastity belt release. Giving full permission of your feminine and that of your lineages through your maternal lines to express what it knows to be true in its bigness. In its glory, in all the space that it needs to take that up, to express it. Simultaneously releasing a fear of that being in some way, shape, or form overwhelming to ourselves or others around us, releasing that through the left collarbone. Pardon me, the top of the left collarbone and the bottom of the right collarbone. As we bring in balance and alignment through the clavicles, through the collarbone, linking the clavicles as they naturally govern the lymph nodes and releasing toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing through this region of the chest and the neck alike. And there is so much lymph that drains through our face, through our neck, through this region, through the clavicles. Linking it to the spleen to support the processing of that all. Then running hydration of the lymph nodes themselves in the face, in the neck, and through the clavicles, while we release the belief system slash identity of I am garbage. And as you release that all, there's this shiny new energy that gets to come to light, perhaps. As that releases, running hydration one more time, not just through the lymph nodes, but through all things, face, neck, chest, upper back. And then linking that, for whatever reason, into governing vessel 14, which hangs out just at the base of the neck. It's that bumpy vertebrae at the base of the neck, C7, that governs all things yang, all things masculine. And here we actually need to unhook a bundle of belief systems. Excuse me. And as we unhook that, there's a little tendril of it coming down to the sternum, right around the center point where conception vessel 17 point hangs out. There's a tendril that goes into the back of the right ear, that bone, the mastoid process. There's a tendril that goes up to the left cheekbone, as well as one into the left ear, and eardrum, and the bones of the ear. And then one tendril that goes down to the scalene muscles on the left side of the neck. And it's as if that's where the biggest rooting of this all is, in those little tendril connections. So we're just going to clean those all up and out. They're all coming out pretty easy. I'm just doing a sweep through the base of the scalenes on that left side. And as that, releases, that piece around the back of the neck, this bundle of beliefs, is ready to go. And with it, the need to control, or the desire to be controlled, on the flip side of that, with it. And as we unhook this, I'll invite you to breathe however the body mind feels called to you. And if you feel open to it, making a little sound, ooh, ah, om. And also releasing that through governing vessel 21. That governs all of those habit patterns. Okay. Beautiful. And then I just see this very clear, almost transparent in a way, but not quite, white light to the very core of the system. And I see it coursing through the very center of the body, much like a river might. Carrying lights, carrying lightness, carrying white lights, and all that you might be connected to around that all. And at the very core of the white light, I actually see this thin black line. I just hear the words, out of nothing comes everything. Using that which is our darkness or our shadows, or perhaps unconscious in a way, to generate ongoingly our lights. Perhaps this is our source of fuel, shadow work, as it integrates into the light. Perhaps that's the real fuel, the real nourishment that your system has been desiring. And as we work with this all, heading into one more cell repair, restoring again cells back to their fullest potential of health. But this time we're doing it for a chakra. We're doing it for the heart chakra, particularly sub 5, which works with expression. So in body talk, for those of you not familiar with it, the chakras have parts, and we call them the sub-chakras. Sub-chakra 5 correlates to the properties of the throat. So expression, giving. And as we work with this in the heart and run a cellular repair on it, bringing in a harmonious, again, connection to that expression, balancing all things, relationships, and partnerships to your expression. I see this rippling through again the family lines, through all the way down through mom's side and dad's side alike. And as that ripples through the lineages, I just see wave after wave continuing to ripple through. Serving those that have come before us and those that come after us. And as we do so, unhooking another bundle of belief systems off the very end of the collarbone on the left side and the right side. Working with the energy here of love, of forgiveness, of loving forgiveness. There we go. And as we restore the capacity to receive and provide loving forgiveness, for I give to myself, that energy gets returned to us in spades and begins to land primarily in that region of the pilot lights, lighting you up from the inside out. And as we turn that circuitry, if we want to think of it that way, in those terms, back on through the pilot light, it sends energy through to the front of the pelvis region, base of the abdomen region. And then that vitality begins to rise to the heart to create a new cycle of loving forgiveness. And as you're present to this, offering it in whatever directions you like through the family lines, perhaps to other relationships, and unhooking one more bundle of belief systems, this time from the right sacroiliac joint, the right SI joint. And it's releasing the energy of Brown, feeling like you're the walking dead. And with that, I see new buds and blossoms and vines growing, rooting. And as the presence of new life arises in this way, weaving its way through the masculine's foundations, and that continues to rise through the masculine body, through the abdomen, all the way through the diaphragm even. And as it reaches the balance, pardon me, as it reaches the region of the diaphragm, inviting in the permissions, and it's just one word. The word here is just simply balance. And that energy continues to rise all the way through the chest, neck, jaw. And then I just hear the right hip and the right jaw express this permission. I open to life. I open to life. And as the body mind drinks in this new life on the right side, on the masculine side of the body, so too does it in the left brain, as this continues to rise through the brainstem and crosses into now the left side of the limbic brain, the emotional brain. And as it reaches here, releasing any perceived wrongdoings that are ready to go. Any judgments around that person did me wrong. Whatever's ready to unwind, easily, naturally, not here to force or push, but through the mechanism of allowing. And relinking that into, again, the left ear. To support this processing at the level of the kidney meridian, to release any associated fears with that all. And then that energy rises all the way through to, it's not exactly a barrier between the limbic brain and the cortical brain, but if we can imagine it as such, it's not quite ready to go into the cortex. It hits another nourishment barrier, so to speak. And there's a past life energy here that we need to unhook, keeping in mind that we don't think of past lives how most do. We don't think that you yourself have lived before or that you go on to live again. Rather, that when somebody passes on, their unresolved energies enter like a giant pool. And when a new being comes into formation, they scoop up a bucket of pool water and they sort that out in their lifetime. And this was a past life around being killed for being a boy, being born a baby boy. Excuse me. And it's got some religious references or backgrounds to it. Excuse me again. And I'm not super up on my Bible at all, but I believe there is a story maybe around Moses. Gosh, this was a long time ago I heard this one. Around needing to kill baby boys out of it being a threat to some ruler, higher upper presence that was being born. I am butchering that beyond all belief. But the idea was that it was dangerous to be a boy and to be present as a boy, which is the essence of that. And if there's other religious stories that go with that for you that you're present to, that's also here. And as that releases, it actually allows for that new energy that was growing all the way from that right SI through the right body, through the neck, begins to, much like a tree, blossoms and branches out in multiple directions now through the cortical brain. And just like leaves call in the essence of the sun to transmute energy and produce oxygen, there's the capacity for this to now invite in even more things that promote your vitality. As you branch out into perhaps new directions that may not have been so available before, opening up to new sources of nourishment that you might not have even considered as nourishing before. And then it even begins to rise just a little bit through the crown into an energy that's just above it. Transcending time and space. Beautiful. Then it's cell repair day, running one more through the left iliopsoas muscle, which has been watching this all with just a little bit of I hope it goes well, kind of energy. And with it, creating a pattern of attempting to at times maybe micromanage by means of mothering, smothering. And as that releases through the left iliopsoas, what if I didn't have to be so careful as I move forward now? What if you didn't have to be on guard or hypervigilant to mother that which is the masculine, internally, externally? What if you simply got to be in loving presence with each other, internally and externally? Perhaps there's no difference. Invitation to breathe as we tap this one out. And as the brow chakra could lead the way with the breath, how might it desire your breath to be? If that's too weird to explore, just let that be. But if that calls to you, then breathing in any way that the pituitary, this brow chakra region, feels called to you. Perhaps just simply imagining that your brow chakra can breathe, just like the rest of you does. Breathing is a whole body event. Giving that just another breath or two to integrate that piece. Then we're running switching technique to help supportively integrate through the kidney 27 points. Through the kidney meridian, and releasing any old experiences of shock that have been stored here through you or through the lineages alike as we link it into the kidney 24 points, again, those ancestral burial ground points. And the smoke that I was almost coughing on before has fully dissipated from that now. We're linking these points, kidney 24 points, to that of the heart. And then to lung 11, which helps to deal with heartache, heartbreak, just on the outside edge of the base of the thumbnail there. Beautiful. Releasing adhesions actually through the entire base of the thumbnail and all the energetic points that hang out here to bring comfort to this heart. Running one more hydration of the heart, helping it to go with the flow. Take in water, joy, release anything that's not serving it. And also be able to be in emotional fluidity, emotional regulation, in a way that allows your emotions to be just that energy in motion, giving vitality, neutrality, as we connect to the very essence of pure, raw energy that's here within all emotion. Running lymphatic drainage through the entire reptilian brain, including the brainstem, pons, cerebellum, and the spinal column. Releasing any particular need to, again, micromanage, smother life as we flush out lymph through this, well, midline, roughly, regions of the brain and nervous system. As you've already heard, the midline also represents the energy of trust, And if we can imagine the space between the energy of trust and that of all things reptilian brain, which is primarily concerned with keeping you alive. In the middle, as you go perhaps slowly back and forth between the two of them, slower is actually faster. As you slow it down, you're going to catch more and be able to accomplish more. As you go back and forth between the two, what's here in the center point? What's here in the center point for you? Linking that to the navel, for centeredness itself and connection to self. And linking that right down to conception vessel one, where I hear the words, and so it begins. As we work with the perhaps center point of creation itself, holy territory. And that's roughly in the perineum, space between either vagina or testes and anus in the center. Invitation to breathe, however the body mind may feel called to. And you're welcome to stay present right here as you are, and taking a moment to mindfully notice what's pleasant and savor that. And if anything feels a little unsettled in the system, invitation to connect to that point where we began, that memory, that part of you that felt pleasant, and taking time to rest with that, if that's easier, more accessible, or more supportive to you in some way. And as we bring this all in for a nice, soft landing, invitation to stay present to that which you're finding pleasant. As I play the song, I sometimes forget which one I've lined up, and this one couldn't be more perfect. It's a song by Pia and Woven Kin. It's called The End Was the Beginning. It's about 4 minutes. Invitation to breathe here.
Stay.
Thank you for calling this medicine in. Thank you for calling in this word and being here in this way in connection. Thank you for the gift that is you. Such a blessing to get to share in this way. Om Shanti, 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 peace, peace, peace. Mwah. Wishing you all a wonderful week. The April schedule next week continues as per normal, so nothing's different for next week. May is when things get a little bit spicier there in the schedule. There's a few changes. So I'm looking forward to it, y'all. Bye for now. And you're most welcome. Yeah, you're most welcome. I'm gonna stop the recording here.